Another collection, John Shaw.
You get two.
All right, this is last month's, called A Collection of Souls. I need months to break a bad habit, but a week or so is usually enough to forget a mass shooting. When the white supremacist shot 50 people in New Zealand, I sighed, not again. And I turned back to my taxes. But I kept thinking of other recent evil in mosques, synagogues, Miami nightclubs, and the more distant darkness on Bonnie's front porch. Bonnie was the hysterical friend I worked with in Dallas for 15 years. We built a great team together, but our serious leadership conversations usually devolved into laughter. We joked about coming of age in the 70s and disco, and we shared a love for books like A Confederacy of Dunces. After Bonnie's son, Evan, was born, she would sing the 90s hit song Shine by Collective Soul, changing the lyric from Heaven, let your light shine down to Evan, let your light shine down. We figured that my son's name, Brandon, rhymed with Ugandan, but that was as far as we got. On a warm October day, 3 weeks after 9/11, Bonnie's ex-husband, Steve, came to her door. He opened fire and killed Bonnie and Evan. Their other son, Craig, was wounded, and when he stumbled into a passing car, Steve killed himself. The inner path connecting my friend's murder to terrorist acts is not a straight or logical one, but grief doesn't have good maps. After the New Zealand massacre, I wandered through the same shadows of helplessness as when Bonnie and Evan died. I wanted to fight against the impotence, but how? All I knew was I needed to stand somewhere, beside someone, for something. I contacted the local mosque and asked if I could join their next prayer service. Aisha, the chairperson, said their doors and hearts were wide open. Samir gave me a copy of the Quran and said, "My gift to you." Kisal smiled and showed me where to leave my shoes, and 400 souls knelt to answer the call to prayer. I prayed that someone was listening. The imam thanked me for coming. We spoke of Christ Church and the synagogue in Pittsburgh, and he said, "You must come for our Ramadan feast." I tried to explain that I came to stand with them against hate. I wanted to say that when the blood of our sisters and brothers stains the prayer rug in a mosque, or the walls of a synagogue, or a front porch in Dallas, it's like the light is fading into darkness while God takes a nap. But I choked on my words. Imam and Samir gripped my shoulders and I wiped my tears, because here, today, it wasn't me taking a stand. It was they who were standing beside me. It was they who were welcoming me and letting heaven's light shine from their broken souls into mine.